My mother has told me on more than one occasion, the president told us to go home and have babies, and that's what we did. My parents, no lie, were married on D-Day while my dad was on leave, if that has any significance, and then were separated by the Great Pond for the duration, and then, and only then, were there the five of us. I am the youngest. Being the youngest means being full of leavings. I am reaping the reward of being the youngest only now as we, as a group, descend slowly into decrepitude, another type of leaving. But before this, there was only torture. I was the one who was held down, pinned and wriggling, as it were, while one of them pretended he would spit on me. I was the one locked in the cupboard until my panic kicking threatened to knock the whole thing apart. I was the one called Bone. I was the one called Pine. I was the one who had to go to bed at 8:30 on the dot while the rest stayed up and watched the second half of Star Trek. I was the one who lay in bed listening while the others rummaged through the utility cabinet for the RC Colas and proceeded to order up a pizza on the phone at the bottom of the stairwell. I was the one who was left alone to stick nickels into the frost on the inside of the bedroom windows, left alone to watch the dust motes in a sunbeam, to watch out the window as the truck came to spray the trees with DDT, to climb out on the roof and look down on the driveway party with string lights and Buddy Murrow records playing, and my parents and their friends drinking and laughing and dancing, left alone to rummage through the ancient junk stored in dusty boxes under the eaves, left alone to read the books left on the bookshelf, left alone to face my parents alone when they were suddenly old and my brothers and my sister had all left the house to make their own way, to succeed and fail and succeed again, while I was left alone to watch and scratch my head and wonder what I could possibly do with my life to do better, or at least not worse, and then do better. And how I could possibly manage that and contend with the all too understandable fact that they, my parents, seemed to be anxious for me to go too, maybe even more so than for my siblings. I was made into an oversensitive child who became an oversensitive adult who can still marvel at a dust mote. And somehow, I wouldn't change a thing.